Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hey,
hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Netflix has a lot going on. I know you asked me if I was watching Bridgerton. I started it. I have to finish.
I think
it's the best right now. So I will get to that. But we know that Netflix is trying to step up their game. They're doing a huge thing with James Bond. How many million dollars are they spending on their 200 million?
They spend boatloads of money
on a new James Bond budget that they've been talking about. We hear about those movies. But Kevin Hart now has gotten a deal with Netflix as well, much like the Adam Sandler style deal that he got back in the day. It's eight figures.
Jeez.
Yeah. So he will star in four films that he will also produce. So he said partnering with Netflix is an amazing opportunity for Heartbeat and himself. Heartbeat must be his production company.
That is.
You know, but I get it. It's like, it's an interesting thought now with streaming and services like Netflix. Do you want to go make individual movies here and there? Or do you want to sign on for like, it's like signing a year-long contract or a month contract. What kind of stability do you want? Where do you want your product to land?
Yeah.
Do you care if it's in the movies or do you want it on Netflix these days? Because a lot of people are, I mean, you got more people on Netflix right now than anywhere else.
You do. Netflix said, did you hear? They said they're going to do a new movie every single week in 2021.
Yeah,
every single
that.
Week.
Yeah, I saw
a new one.
Like, and the headline I saw was Netflix releasing, cranking out things every 20 minutes or something like that. I was
essentially.
Like, well, why not? You're a beast.
They are
and
a beast right now.
And if people are constantly looking for something new, give it to them, man.
All right, well, go. By the way, go finish watching Bridgerton.
I will.
Because that was the first show
today.
That
I'm busy as
listen.
Hell today.
That was the first show my wife and I watched. So we binged it so hard that it literally asked us on like episode 5, "Are you still watching?" We were like, "Yes, we're still watching."
It's that good.
We are watching. Yes, we're still watching.
Everybody says it's good.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get on it.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Sometimes it's good to get out some anger. You know, sometimes it's good to let out frustration, a little bit of rage.
Sometimes it's just unnecessary that you're even having to do it in the first place.
Especially when it's something that could be very easily curbed by other people if we realize that we're living in a society.
Yeah, and we're supposed to help each other.
Right. Because what did Trigger do the other day, Allie? Because it happened here. It happened here.
I got so mad at work. I was rage doing something. Okay,
and there are so few people here, by the way. So it's not like there's a bunch of people working, so it's who do you blame? It's obvious who to blame.
It's obvious who's did what they did, and I'm
100%.
Pissed. Okay, so here's the story. And I never care about people leaving dishes in sink. I'm in the sink. I'm not that partner, okay? Like, I just don't care. Like, you leave your dish in the sink, fine. I may yell at you later when I'm loading the dishwasher, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Even I'll leave mine in the sink. But something triggered me the other day in this building because there's so few of us here.
Yeah.
There's like six of us total. Everyone else is working from home. It's just the on-air people. And the coffee machine and the dishwasher, this is what it's like being the only woman. Like, seriously, because I work with how many sports dudes? The other five are sports dudes?
Yeah.
And they're disgusting and they're messy.
And as a responsible man who picks up after himself and prides himself on doing the right
thing. You're not like that.
No, and I hate when people leave things like that.
You're that guy that hates those people that leaves cups in the sink.
I used to hate remember the coffee pot, the old brew one where you would put in
before the
grounds?
Keurigs
before the Keurigs. When people would leave the pot burning
yes,
and then it would start to sin. binge afterwards, and mm-hmm. someone would leave it unattended, and of course the coffee would start to burn.
The whole kitchen
would smell. Yep. It was disgusting. I hated people did that all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
They didn't know how to turn off the coffee pot.
Right? You turn off the damn coffee pot.
Yeah.
Keurig fixed that, but that used to drive me nuts.
Well, you know what they did to me? This is what happened to me in the building the other day that sent me over the edge, where I was rage loading the dishwasher at 6 a.m. in this building. You could hear the glasses. It's amazing I didn't break anything because I was throwing glasses into the dishwasher. It was
mugs.
Like clink, 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 clink. And then I would throw a plate into the cabinet. Clink. And I was so mad. And I was also, you know me, I'm very vocal.
So I wasn't
just rage loading the dishwasher. I was cussing everyone out on the sports station while I loaded the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So I was going, what am I, your mother? Slam. What do you not know how to take care of yourself, you 40-year-old man child? Slam. Like, I'm screaming at all of them, right? It's just funny because at home I don't give a damn, right? At home I could care less, but here it pissed me off because I went out of my way to load and unload that dishwasher. And what did those dudes do? Either they put their things in the sink or they put dirty dishes in the clean dishwasher.
You know what that is? That's a sign of disrespect because that says I don't respect anybody else or anyone else around me enough to realize that this just magically goes away.
Listen to this, though. You know what they did?
Some dish fairy comes and takes it and puts it away. No, Allie does it with rage.
I rage load the dishwasher at 6 a.m. in the radio station, and we might film it tomorrow if you'd like because it's that entertaining. And the worst part is, Riggs, what really sent me over was when they put the dirty stuff on top of the clean stuff in the dishwasher because they didn't have the 3 seconds to look at the stupid sign on the dishwasher that says clean, or at least pick up a glass and look. That was all you had to do.
I used to do that growing up all the time. All the time.
What the hell?
When I was a kid, I would do that as a teenager. Get ready for that with your boys, by the way. They'll see the dishwasher that's clean, and they'll go, oh, I have one dirty dish. You know what? I'm just going to put the dirty dish in with the clean ones and run it again so I don't have to run it.
How we started the dish in the sink. We don't know if the dishwasher's clean or dirty. We don't want to look because we're too damn lazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to put it in the sink. Like I said, I've never been triggered by cups in the sink in my life. I always laughed at those people. But these guys pissed me off the other day putting the dirty stuff on top of the clean because I needed a clean cup, and everything was destroyed.
All right. What is something you've done with rage lately to get some anger and frustration out?
You were going to send a rage email.
I was going to send a rage email.
And I stopped you.
Should I tell that story next?
Why don't you tell you read the rage email to me for the building, and I said, don't send that. You didn't send it, did you?
No, I'll read the rage
email.
I'll read it next, though.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes. I don't think I should hit send. It's still in my saved drafts, though.
Don't hit send. I told you not to hit send.
Is it bad to send it?
Yes.
Think? Why, though?
You don't need to send that.
I'm so angry about it, though.
I know. It's crazy, but that's like the email I send, Riggs. You don't send emails like that.
I know,
send
that's
crazy
why.
Emails. You don't send crazy emails.
But when the nice guy snaps, things happen. You ever realize that?
You're right.
When the nice guy snaps.
Wait, so I should be paying better attention to what's happening to you right now.
Yeah, because you just had an incident with our coworkers.
Yes.
Who were just leaving their dishes.
The sports
with
guys.
Abandon.
Pissing
it's
me
always
off.
The sports guys.
Well,
we
it was
it.
Really what really, I don't even care if you leave dishes in the sink. It was when they put the dirty on top of the clean in the dishwasher that I lost my mind and rage loaded the dishwasher at 6 a.m. The other day.
Well, here's
you
the
can
thing.
Hear me screaming down the hall.
We have this new coffee machine. It's called a Flavia machine.
Yeah.
It looks like a Keurig, but they have these little packets with the coffee grounds in them.
It's very fancy.
It's neat. It's called Flavia. So you take the little Flavia packet, and this little slot comes open, and you slide the packet in and close it, and it's connected to water, and it brews the coffee for you. And then the packet, the little pouch, goes back into a little bin that's inside the machine.
Yeah.
And it has to be emptied every once in a while because that thing fills up, right?
Right.
You put one in, it fills up. And sometimes you'll get an alert that says, empty the bin. And you just pull it out. It's very simple. It's a two-step process.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to make a cup of green tea yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I realize that when it goes to flip open and I put my little green tea packet in, there's one that's jammed in there, that's lodged. It's stuck.
A packet of coffee. He's lodged in there. I've had that happen.
And then when I close it to try to see if I can kind of jostle the little packet out, it starts running. And hot water starts spewing over the kitchen counter and the floor and on my pants because somebody got a little packet jammed in there and didn't bother to tell anybody that the machine was broken.
Or take it out.
And just left it. And just left it there. A broken coffee machine.
So they left the broken coffee machine, didn't tell anyone
said,
it was broken.
You know, dusted their hands and said, you know what? Somebody else will deal with this. And went about their business.
There's only six people in the building.
I know. And I lost it.
And so did you have the email that you wrote? And Riggs read this to me and he said, tell me what you think of this email. And at the end I said, you can't send that, but read it. Maybe I'm wrong. People can text and let you know.
The email reads, and you can text to 414-799-1025. 404-799-1037.
What does it say?
I don't know who needs to hear this, but when you put the coffee packet in the machine, it doesn't vanish to another dimension. It stays inside the machine and causes a backup when it's not emptied. It's a two-step process that a drunk toddler could do in his sleep. If you need me to show you, I'd be glad to do a TikTok tutorial series.
TikTok.
If something's broken, tell someone. That was it.
And that was the email.
That's it.
And you said, should I send this? And I go, no, because it's really condescending. It sounds like an email I would write.
It was coming from a place of great emotion, Allie. Great emotion.
You were pissed. You were passionate. You were mad.
Yeah.
And you wanted answers and justice. I get it. Yeah. I get it. But you're not that guy that
sends
rage
answers
emails.
And justice as much as I want personal accountability.
I know.
That's
I know.
What
over
I want.
The damn I don't want to be rage loading the dishwasher at 6 a.m. I want to be happy.
Yes.
I just want to be happy.
I want someone to be like, oh, damn, you know what? The coffee machine. She's broken. If that happened to me, I would put a little note on there that said, machine broken, I called someone. Like, I would say something. You would let someone know if something's broken.
Somebody texted into 414-799-1037,
what?
And all it says is, send it, Riggs. And then in all caps, just send it.
Full send? You think I should full send it?
No, you're going to, no, because they don't have to deal with HR after you send that, okay?
There's
listen.
Nothing harassing about that.
You're
there's
right.
nothing offensive about that.
I've sent worse letters that I haven't gotten in
you
trouble
have.
For. You're right.
There's nothing racist
okay.
or homophobic or
no.
anything
you'd
that
be out of here if there
about.
Was anything like that in
right.
there.
There's nothing about that
please.
At all.
But
so
listen.
I say I send.
Don't send it because I did talk to the sports guys for you.
No, you didn't.
I did. Did he didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, he didn't tell you? I rage yelled at them too?
Oh, you did?
Because I'm the mom, yeah. So I was walking down the hall.
Oh, you
after
did?
After all
okay,
this
good.
Happened, I thought he said something to you.
No.
He didn't say anything?
Nobody said anything
okay.
to me.
So somebody else texted in, absolutely not. Don't send that, Riggs.
Damn it.
I stopped him in the hall.
Yeah.
Bart. Yeah, I'll say his name. And I said, hey. I had
Bart.
To stop Riggs from sending a crazy email this morning because you guys are too dumb to tell someone when the coffee machine is broken.
Yeah.
Like, really? And he goes, oh, don't send an email. Don't send an email. Just tell us. And I go, well, he's going to, but just listen. But so the fact that I said that to him and he still said nothing to you about it.
Means
and
me.
You guys are doing the man thing where you're not communicating, but you're pissed.
I should send it. Or else should.
Now I don't know.
Should I go storm in while they're on the air?
Why not?
And intrude on their show?
Just be like, why are you screwing up the coffee machine?
Why would our company get mad at me? I'd be cross-promoting brands.
So, okay, to the person who texted in, you two sound like whiners and keyboard warriors. Just confront
keyboard
them.
Warriors.
Clearly you don't work somewhere where HR runs correctly. You cannot attack your coworkers. You cannot send condescending emails. There are rules in HR. People, we don't like them, but we got to follow them, okay? You cannot harass and send hostile emails to coworkers. It's not allowed, and it's become so acceptable, people think it is. That's the crazy part.
And point number
That's
two,
the crazy
don't
part.
Call me a keyboard warrior when I'm on the freaking radio with a microphone
I'll
talking to the whole city.
Bitch.
I'll tell them right now if they walked over here. Tell someone when the coffee machine
hey, Bart,
is broken.
You suck.
And they can hear me through the walls. I know they can. I know it. This is 103.7 KISS FM. Lots of stuff happening in the world today.
Yeah.
You waking up?
Yes.
Got the it's the Powerball. Nobody won it last night, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have known that if you hadn't told me that it's so high.
Well, nobody won it, but there was like a $1.5 million ticket sold in East Troy, but it wasn't the big Powerball one.
But somebody in East Troy won a mill?
Yeah.
A big mill?
Yeah, a big mill.
They
better
move out of East Troy before because everybody's going to know their name.
So maybe go buy a Powerball. The drawing on Friday, $750 million jackpot on Friday. President Trump impeached for a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Now only four presidents in history have been impeached. President Trump twice.
The only one that's been impeached twice.
Twice, yes. So that's all happening.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yesterday, I was talking to a few people about everything, like because the Senate said they won't do the trial until after the inauguration. And so you have two kind of different views. You have the view that's like, no, they need to be held accountable now. And then you have the others to go, no, it's going to upset people in this moment. Let the inauguration happen, and then we'll deal with this. So you got these two different ways of people want to deal with it.
You have other people that are saying, but, well, why did they take a week to do this? But it's taking you 8 months to get a $600. Which doesn't make any sense. What is going on
why
in there?
Why did it take 7 days to confirm their Supreme Court justice, but they couldn't get a damn bill to help anyone with
why
a stimulus? I mean, they were like, we don't have time to do a stimulus, but we can get the Supreme Court justice through in seven days.
What
it's just like,
on?
Come on. You think if you're talking to we're
what
stupid?
So
you're pissing. See, I'm getting triggered now.
Hey, this will not trigger you, though.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about the Starbucks.
Oh, somebody said that win was Megabucks, Riggs, in East Troy.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Okay.
Megabucks. Yeah,
anyway.
The Powerball is $750 million.
What?
750 million on Friday.
Yeah.
This woman's going viral on TikTok for sharing her experience she had at a Starbucks. She's an employee who works at the drive-thru window. Said a woman pulled up and ordered a cappuccino, but she said she wanted it with almond milk because she was lactose intolerant. So she goes, all right, I'll go and get a different blender so there's no cross-contamination.
Great.
I don't want that to happen. Because the woman said she was severely allergic.
Okay.
The employee says she hands it to her through the window after she pays for it. And the woman in the car goes, there's no whipped cream on this. And she goes, well,
what?
You didn't...
You asked for almond milk.
And then the woman in the car goes, did I say no whipped cream? Because there's always whipped cream on this. And the barista goes... Well, you said you were lactose intolerant, so I assumed
that you couldn't have whipped cream.
That's what was happening.
Right.
So the woman gets angry and drives off. So this is like, this. Her video went viral on TikTok. I thought it was funny because that's such a bizarre thing. I sound like, sounds like this woman just didn't like whipped cream.
Yeah.
And instead of just saying no whipped cream or anything like that, just saying she was severely allergic. I've done that before with onions because I hate onions and I'll say I'm allergic to them.
Yeah.
Then they say, well, we'll have to get different cookware. And then I'm like,
Then you feel like a jerk.
You're pulling out all the stops for me? No.
Yeah, you shouldn't say you're allergic if you're not, because there are people that really could die from their allergies, and you're just being not cool. You're causing everyone's problem.
You just don't like it, so say you don't like it and order with that.
Rick said, Rick tells him he's allergic to onions.
If I don't like
them. They open a whole side kitchen for Riggs, and he's like, what? Just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I just don't like them.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yep.
Okay, so this is a really awkward story that many of us have seen before with friends and family.
Okay.
So, Jason Sudeikis and... Harry Styles. Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde were together for a long time, years and years, had two kids, eight, nine years.
Yeah.
She started filming a movie. She was directing a movie that stars Harry Styles last fall.
Yeah.
They then had some kind of connection on the set. It was obvious to people around them. And then months later, she and Jason Sudeikis split, and now she's with Harry Styles. Now, sources are saying that he is desperate to win her back, hopes she's going through, quote, a phase, and will come home to her family. Now, I said how many times I've lived this, and I've seen this, where you think they're having a midlife crisis, but they really are gone. You know what I mean? It's really sad. It's painful, and everyone sees it around you, but you don't want to see it. It's painful, right?
Yes.
Because you're like, I know this person. They would never leave me for a 25-year-old abruptly. That just wouldn't happen.
Having a midlife crisis is cutting your hair dress. Or making an exaggerated, like a big purchase.
Switching
of some
jobs,
sort.
Maybe?
Yeah, doing something like that.
I don't know.
Moving across the country, that's a midlife crisis. Not ending a relationship.
That just means you don't like each other anymore.
That means you don't like each other anymore.
That's fair. I mean, it's never been said so bluntly, and it's true, you know?
I don't...
So I feel bad for Jason Sudeikis, just because you guys, I have a little empathy for him, of course, from what I've been through. But, you know, but at the same time, it's like... Your relationship might have run its 10-year course.
Yeah.
You had a good run.
Were there other problems in the relationship?
Well, if she was able to leave that quickly.
She was looking to leave, and that was like her out.
There's a disconnect somewhere. Yeah. And it's amazing how we wait till we break up to look for that.
Yes.
know what I mean? We don't see the disconnect till we break up, and then we go, where was the disconnect? Oh, months ago, and I wasn't paying attention.
That's why they say hindsight is 20/20.
Totally.
Which is literal now, because 2020 is literally behind
us. God.
Thank God, right?
Bye.
Dudes is what is going on with Allie.
Dudes.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Nothing's happening, but everything's happening.
I don't want to use a word that my grandfather used.
What?
I'm going to use the word that my grandfather used. You look Twitter-pated.
Wait, what does that
say,
mean?
Twitter-pated, like you look like you're flushed.
I am.
You're crushing.
Flustered.
I don't want to say you're in love, but you're crushing. I could tell.
Really?
I could tell. Yes.
But it's
like you're all lit up
so
like a little girl.
Guys.
You're lit up like teenage Allie at an NKOTB concert.
It's
what
like
you
I
are.
I needed this. I needed a little lust in my life. You know what? Not even love. I need a little lust, a little attraction.
We all do sometimes. We all do.
Like, honestly, you know?
We all do.
And so, okay, well, but... okay, so two messages made me blush. You want the one yesterday or the one I woke up to?
I want to know the one yesterday that made you blush first.
Okay.
Because I want to know exactly what they said.
Okay, we got one, like... super hot tall guy I've been talking to, but that's not the guy I'm going to tell you about right now.
Which, if you've listened regularly, you've realized a couple things about Allie.
She only likes
the tall guys.
Because I'm like 6 feet tall, I'm 5'11".
Yeah, and we found out yesterday she's also verified on Tinder.
So,
check mark and all.
I meet this hot tall guy, and I'm like, yummy!
Yeah, there you go.
But then I meet another guy who I talked about on the air who was really funny, one of our listeners, who messaged me and said, I'm only 5'9", you know, but we matched and I listened to you and Riggs. So I just had some funny banter. I told him I was going to unmatch us. He's like, why? So yesterday we were exchanging messages about why people get verified.
Yeah.
And then he sends me this message and he says all this funny stuff. And he says, what's your number? I want to text you. Let's get a coffee or something. And I was like,
that's aggressive. And
right.
I like it.
I do too, right? So I started blushing, and Hudson, my kid's sitting there. He goes, what? I go, nothing. And I had my hands over my face. And he goes, what, mommy? And I go, well, a boy just asked me for my phone number, and I got embarrassed, and I started blushing.
What'd your kid say?
He goes, mommy, go out with him.
Nice.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
You got Hudson's stamp of approval.
I did. He's not even seen the guy. So that was our funny listener that I've told you about. So I'm debating whether to get a coffee with him, but he's only 5'9". But he's cracking me up. He's making me laugh so much that it's making me want to go out with this guy.
What's the harm in a coffee? I know you don't want to go out so much, but what's the harm in a coffee? Meeting out in a public place.
I just don't want to hurt anyone or lead them on. The irony is I'm probably going to get hurt in the end of all this, as we learned every time you get involved with dudes. You're like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. So then we got that. So that was funny. But then I woke up to this and I was like, what is going on in the world? Listen to this message, Riggs. This sounds like a poem written by a boyfriend. This is the first message I got. This is another guy, a separate guy.
First message.
So these are the three right now.
Okay.
We got the tall, hot, the funny 5'9 guy, and we got this third guy who came in like a beast this morning. He says to me, I gotta say, Allie, there's some major competition between what I like best about you right now. Those amazing sparkling eyes and the way you squint so cutely when you seem happiest, or that big sexy red lip smile of yours that I'm currently crushing on. There's obviously a catch. And I'm like, is this guy sounds full of it, and I'm loving it. I mean, this is the kind of stuff women want to hear. Look at all the things he observed about me.
What you've got
men
here.
Don't pay attention to detail. So this caught my attention immediately.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'll say.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then he said, I don't have a cute little puppy in my pictures, so is there another reason you swiped right? And he's not even bad looking. He's cute. I think this guy's cute, too.
Why would you think that I would make fun of you for that? That's
because
a great thing that he would say.
Because I thought you would say I fell for a guy who's trying to play me. That's what I thought you were.
Maybe you are.
The
you don't know.
Negative in me.
Maybe
or
you are.
Or is he just a nice guy who's like, why did you swipe on me? And I'm like, you're cuter than you think.
You don't know because it's Tinder. But what I love is how you have a horse race going now with like three different guys out of the gate. And you got this one dark horse out of the back that's just come out.
He just came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. He was
like,
back in the race.
What?
Nobody was he even in the race? Was he registered for the race? And that's his opening statement about your eyes and your red lips.
Isn't that an amazing thing to say to a woman? He noticed all these things about me that are actually, yes, I squint when I'm really happy. My eyes get like, that's crazy. I'm
so
like,
take notes, fellas. That's like the kind of thing that's an opening line that'll work, though.
But I got to say, 5'9 funny guy made me laugh, and I was very intrigued by him.
5'9 funny guy.
He's so funny.
The alliteration's great in that 5'9 funny guy.
5'9 funny guy.
All right, I got to write this down.
And then tall hot guy.
I can't keep up with you.
Should I give 5'9 guy my phone number? Because he's probably 100%. Listening.
Give him all your phone number. What are you doing?
Up,
it's 2021. It's a new year. New year, new you.
So now, but this is, I don't want a relationship, and they end up in these messes, and then I fall for one, and here we are.
But I thought it would be a good time to maybe ask people if they knew of an opening line that worked for them, male or female.
That was this guy that wrote me this morning impressed me.
And it could be a stupid, cheesy pickup line that caught you at the right moment. Maybe it caught you off guard, and you feel like a schmuck, but you fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and then you took it.
Yeah.
It could be that, too. Or it could have been something really nice that somebody said, like that first impression.
I was so touched. Like, that's why I said. I was like, am I taking bait of a douchebag, or is this guy a nice guy? Because it was so...
It could go either way.
I mean,
and that's
the
beauty of the hunt.
That's
the beauty of the hunt.
He sounds like a detailed guy, which makes me interested.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. What was an opening line or like a pickup line that worked well for you? Maybe it was an online quick note or a phone call. One of the two. We want to hear your calls.
Something good.
We'll read your texts next. Hold on. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You had a nice little rosy color to your face over there.
Why do I get so embarrassed when we talk about boys? Why do I get so embarrassed when we talk about men?
Because you're excited about it, and that's what's great about it. Well, it's the thrill of the pursuit. You're fun and fancy free. You don't have anything tying you down. You're so free right now.
I'm free for the next 4 days. That's probably why I'm feeling so free right now.
Free in the house, bored in the house.
Can
you read that message again that you got, that opening line?
Oh, God. Okay. I hope the other guys hear it.
Well, I know, but he mentioned so many great things, and it was written very well.
I said this really made me blush. I woke up to this new match on one of the dating sites, and it said, I got to say, Allie, there's some major competition between what I like best about you right now, those amazing sparkling eyes, and the way you squint so cutely when you seem happiest, or that big sexy red lip smile of yours that I'm currently crushing on. There obviously is a catch. And I was like, wow, you just said nice things to me that I was with. I've been with people for 7 years. Nobody said any of those. No, nobody made those observations to me and said that to me.
Somebody texted in an observation, though, at 414-799-1037 that goes, it seems like the third guy, the one you just read, mentioned the same things Riggs pointed out yesterday about what made your pictures real about you.
Oh!
Not to kill the vibe, just putting it out there.
Oh, I love our listeners. See, they're going to come through like FBI Alleywood and keep me on my toes.
See?
So
maybe he was listening.
Guy,
he heard me say that. And he thinks
this guy lives in downtown Milwaukee. Could have been listening. I don't know.
Maybe he was.
I don't know. Amanda's in Kenosha, though.
What's up, Amanda?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So was there like an opening line or a pickup line that worked for you that you bought and it worked?
Yes. So about 5 years ago, I started working at a dealership. I'm an auto mechanic.
Okay.
So I needed a new toolbox, and the tool dealer came in for the first time, and I met him. And I'm 27 at the time. He was 44.
Ooh.
So okay. I kept trying to hint to him that it was weird that he wasn't married or didn't have kids or didn't have
Excuse me. I take that personally at this age, okay? But anyway, go on.
So he was not getting my small hints, and when he dropped off my toolbox, I had told him, don't worry, I cleaned my tools before I put them in the box. It was a little bit more aggressive an approach than I thought it was going to come out as.
Wow.
But hook, line, and sinker, we are engaged, and we're having our first baby, and wow. It's been amazing.
That was the line that's...
He couldn't believe I was hitting on him.
See, well, maybe that's why men run from me.
You know what? I appreciate that, though, because a lot of times the pressure is put on men so much to make the first move.
True.
So they have to make the first move. Mm-hmm. They have to pay first, and all this stuff is pressured put on men.
And I agree, I found that when I was kind of going after these guys first, I ended up with passive men.
Yeah.
And that didn't work for me. Not being passive's fine, but for someone like me, I need someone a little more blunt, honest.
Allie's a grab the bull by the horns kind of gal.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, he just literally. And sounds like the girl on the phone is too. So I love that. If
the
you
toolbox
can find a dude
reference.
That is, you know.
Can you say that one more time, please? That line.
Say the line.
Say that line again. The line that worked.
I told him that I clean my tools before I put them in the box.
There you go, which is good to do. Clean the tools before you put them in the box.
My tools are clean, if you're wondering.
But if you make that reference to a guy, he's like, wait a minute. Hold on. I know what those words mean. I know what you were saying there. Thanks so much for calling, Amanda.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Oh, you can always call or text us, 414-799-1037.
There's a guy on two.
Yes.
He said his name was Say, I believe, in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Zay.
Got it. So was there an opening line or a pickup line that worked for you, that worked on you?
Actually, it did with the girlfriend that I have right now, planning on getting engaged.
Ooh, tell us more.
Yeah.
I asked her, I was like, hey, did you fall from a vending machine? Because, wow, you look like a whole snack.
Used that line?
And it worked?
Yes, it really did work.
It did not.
And what was the context? Paint me the picture. Where were you when you said this to her, by the way? Like, were you?
I would be like, you dork.
Like, did you say it over text? Was it a written message, or did you say it in person? How did that go down?
I do need to know that.
It was in person. We were both sitting in the car listening to music one night, and that's when I really told her how I really felt, and... you know, something cheesy had to come out, and that's what came out.
Did she love it? Did she laugh at it, or did she go, aww?
Well, she really did laugh at it, and then she called me a dork, and then next thing I know, we're together.
There you go. And you're engaged, too. Look at that.
Yep.
Did you fall out of a vending machine because you looked like a whole snack? It worked.
You know what's funny? At first, I thought he said a whole snack. Whole snack. So good thing he wrote, you said whole snack. Because that would be really bad.
Zay, thanks for calling. We hope everything goes all right with the wedding and everything moving forward.
All right. Thank
Congratulations.
You guys.
You too. See, sometimes the cheesy lines work. Worked for that dude.
It did work for that dude. I guess you just got to find the right person. Oh, my God. There's so many texts coming in.
Yeah, they're out. We'll read them next. Jeez. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Opening lines that really worked. Is it true?
Let's go.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Let's do it.
Somebody texted in. Becky texted in. She said that her current boyfriend's opening line to her was, "This is the most beautiful picture I've seen on this site. You are stunning." She said they met on Match and they've been together for 3 years.
There you go.
That was his opening line. He said, "You are stunning." That is a very nice compliment.
Stunning
to give a woman.
Stunning is a strong word.
It says that you're hotter than anyone they've ever seen, and that's what we want to hear.
Stunned.
Even if it's not true.
I am dazed. I am incapacitated by your beauty.
Yes.
That's a good line.
Yes.
Use that sometime. I need a handicap sticker now because I'm handicapped by your love.
Oh my gosh.
No offense.
Okay, now
I apologize.
You're going out there.
Right too much.
Mary's in Lake Mills.
Mary, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is there an opening line that worked on you or that you used that worked?
I used one on my husband, my now husband.
All right, go ahead.
So I met him about 14 years ago. I had played softball and he was watching a friend of mine play softball. And I was eating a bag of gummy worms. And so I said to him, "Hey, do you want to share a worm with me?" To which he looked at me like I had lost it and was like, "No," and walked away. So I'm like, "Oh, that didn't work very well."
You're like, "Do you want to eat half the worm out of my mouth?"
Like Lady and the Tramp with the noodle.
Spaghetti?
Yes.
The
noodle. I wanted to do the Lady and the Tramp type thing. No.
Meat in the middle?
That'd be a struggle.
Yes. So, but then about a week or two later, he was at my friend's house, and we started talking, and we've been together ever since. We'll be married 10 years this May, so.
So the gummy worm line worked?
Well, he didn't like it at first, and I said to him after we started dating, would you have taken a worm? And he's like, "No, because I didn't know what you meant by that." So.
Oh, it went right over his head.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is when we don't hit on them, they think we're hitting on them. Isn't that hysterical?
Right.
And when we do hit on them, they're clueless. I swear to God.
Yep.
Yes. It's amazing with men.
Because when you do, you're cheesy about it, women. Yep. You're cheesy about it. You're very cheesy because you get uncomfortable and you're like, "How do I do this? I'm not really sure." Which is why when we do it, that happens the same way with guys sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't want to be too aggressive, but you don't want to come off as a cheese ball either.
I had to set everything up with him, though, too, because he was so shy. Like, I had to make our first date plans and all that.
All right.
Now he's good, but yeah.
Have you since shared a gummy worm together and met in the middle?
We have.
Good.
He actually bought me some for like our 5-year wedding anniversary. He bought me a couple bags of them.
That's your thing now.
Aw,
that's your little thing.
They're a gummy worm couple.
Yes. Yes.
Mary, well, I love your story and I love that you keep saying bag. It's so cute.
Bag.
Yes.
I love how you say
bag.
Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin.
I love that.
Course.
Proud. Proud. Say it proud.
Have
Thanks
a good
for
day,
calling.
Mary.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Texted in and said, "So when I asked out my girlfriend on Tinder, it was around Christmas. I messaged her saying, 'Can I use one of those pictures?' She said, 'Why?' And I said, 'I want to show Santa exactly what I want for Christmas.' And now we're together."
Nice.
So that's cute. Look at you two.
There are some advantages to hooking up around the holidays. You can use those types of pickup lines, you know, Halloween pickup lines. Yes, I'm sure there's a bunch.
We have a guy now. Seth is in West Bend.
What's up, Seth?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's a line that worked with you?
I just read it.
About 3 years ago, I wanted to test this girl that I was talking to and see what her sense of humor was, if it was compatible with mine. So we went on our first official date. I asked her how she liked her eggs in the morning. And her response to me was fertilized.
Oh, God.
Oh,
she
God!
Went there.
Holy.
I knew they were going there, and I'm amazed that a woman said that to you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And
I've heard that joke before, but I've never heard of it actually being used.
That's hysterical.
Yes.
Did you make her eggs?
Yes, I did. And she wasted no time, though, with throwing that punchline
back.
Damn.
Good for you. So,
good for you, too.
And that's awesome.
That's hysterical.
I married her this past October.
Good. Did she fertilize? Are the eggs nice and not ready to go?
Right? She got knock her up. Is that what happened?
Almost.
Almost.
Right.
He's like, "I'm trying every night, Riggs. I'm trying. I'm working on it, buddy."
Good luck with that. Yeah. The practice is always fun, I hear. Thanks so much for calling, Seth. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Oh, man.
Somebody said that somebody texted into 414-799-1037, Riggs, and they said, so it didn't actually work, but I don't think it was my fault because it's gold. I said, quote, so I don't have an icebreaker, but I was told if you throw it on the ground a few times, that'll work. And the guy unmatched with me.
It didn't work then?
I don't even get it. Wait. So I don't have an icebreaker, but I was told if you throw it on the ground a few times, that'll work.
That was the line that they worked? I like the other one.
It didn't work.
That we can't read on the
radio. It didn't work.
Can we read the one that says, do you want to get pizza and bleep?
Somebody texted, you want to get pizza and screw?
Which, yep, okay, let's go. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Is it wrong for me to do this, even though the opportunity to kind of cheat the system was presented to me?
I got to know what it was.
Here's what happened yesterday. I live in Franklin, Allie, you know, and there was a pop-up COVID-19 testing site that I saw.
Okay.
This is random. Yeah. That I'd never seen. It was in a building that had been vacant for so long, right at like 76th and Rawson. And there was like, it's a restaurant that's been in there before, and now there's just a big sign that says COVID-19 testing, like Summit Clinical Laboratory or something. Right.
Great.
So I pulled in, and I was like, what's this about? Pulled in with my mask, and I was just curious, and I threw it up, and a woman came out, and she goes, hi. She goes, do you have an appointment? Or are you just walking up? And I go, I'm honestly just curious. Is this just a walk-up, drive-through type situation? Is this similar to the one at Miller Park?
Yeah.
I have questions.
Yeah.
She goes, well, I can give you a brochure. She told me how I can go to the website. And she goes, most insurances will cover a test if you come through, if you have symptoms or you've come in contact with someone.
I've had two tests. I haven't paid for one.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she went on to say, but if you're looking to travel or if you're going to visit family and like your grandma wants one before you visit her, then you have to pay. That's $100. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
And that was it?
That was it. And then I started thinking to myself, I went, $100? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So is it bad for me to, if I want to go see my grandparents, if I want to go drive down and visit them, and I want to get a negative COVID test before I go, is it bad to do that test? Because it's the really reliable one, the PCR test or whatever it's called. They were like, it's incredibly reliable.
I don't think it's reliable, but I think the problem is you're not technically quarantined, so I think you're wasting your time.
Here's what I'm saying. As I quarantine, but I want to get that test. I don't want to have to pay for it.
You're just
so
well,
I'm going to say
told, I would have just said that I have symptoms.
That's what
or
I'm saying.
That I was exposed and I need a test.
That's what that's what I want to do.
I don't think I wouldn't even have given them anything because testing's the only way to really find it and contain it. You know, besides the vaccine at this point. So if that, I don't know. I'm never going to be like stop getting tested, people. Because if you're going to get tested and stop spreading, great.
I'm just
better
wondering.
For the rest of us.
Is it morally wrong for me to if I want to get a test there because it's right by my house to go up and say, well, I was in contact with somebody. I just want to be safe. And that way I get my insurance to pay for it because he goes, that way it bills the CARE Act or your insurance, one of the two.
Yeah.
The CARES Act or my insurance.
They never asked me why.
They haven't?
The first time I said I had symptoms, and I did, because I had a fever, but I didn't have it.
This felt
and
like
the second time was because, because I had somebody coming back into my house to work. Yeah.
But this felt like almost like a business, like a private business. Like it didn't feel like, I've been to the Miller Park testing site, where it's just a big tent, and you drive up, and
that's
you do everything
like
on your phone.
That's like when I went to the Expo Center in Waukesha. It's the same thing, is free, drive up, make your appointment. Yeah.
I've done that before. Yeah, I've done it twice, the drive-through, drive-in one. But this was just like a really convenient one, so you don't think it's bad for me to do that?
No.
If I want to get the test?
Over 3,000 people dying a day. That's more than 2011 a day.
Right.
A day.
And there will be a vaccine, hopefully.
Go get a test, and if anybody gives you hell, tell them to call me. I don't have any power, but you tell them to call me, okay?
I was just thinking when she goes, but if you don't, she goes, if you just want to get a test because it's $100. And I was like, why wouldn't I just say I have symptoms or was in contact with someone, and then I avoid paying $100?
Yeah.
Or why would you even charge $100 anyways to any random person?
Well, because it's the medical system, and here we are.
Not fair.
But, you know.
Don't get me started on that.
Well,
but.
I mean.
So you say no. I'm okay to do that if I want to.
Yes.
Because it's close to my house. It's easy.
I don't even care if it's close to your house. If you want a damn test and they have tests, give them a test. That's where I'm at with
it. Give me a test. Give it to me.
That's where I'm at with it. Like,
okay, good.
Maybe that's not the right way to take it, but that's what I think. I mean, who cares what I think, though?
Well, if you think that I'm wrong, 414-799-1037. I don't think it's wrong to do that.
I'm mad at somebody for doing the right thing. Oh, you want to get a test?
That's what I'm thinking, too.
How dare you?
I feel like it's the right thing to do, also.
It is.
So 414-799-1037. Maybe it's not. to lie about symptoms because maybe I'm putting it on myself. Maybe I'm putting it out there in the universe. Then I'll wind up with COVID.
I normally I'd say don't lie, but I think you're fine here.
Okay, thank you. If you're saying it's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, ask our listeners. 414-799-1037.
Am I doing something wrong here? I feel like I might be. It's 103.7 KISS FM. But Al, you say I'm not, though.
Well, I didn't feel like you were doing anything wrong. Somebody did text in and say it's insurance fraud, what you're trying to do. But I said if somebody wants a damn COVID test, give them a COVID test.
That's what somebody they said. If I work for an insurance company, and thus is the truth. Is it, though? Is it, though?
Do you know what I'm saying about, like, it's already out of control. People aren't getting... And what kills me is 50% of the spread is from asymptomatic people. We know that now. They've said this. And so the most people spreading it don't even never get sick and don't have symptoms, right? And so I don't know why we're giving people a hard time that want to get tested.
If I asked you to reimburse me for a surgery that I didn't really get, I feel like that's insurance fraud. Like taking money from the insurance company. I feel like that's insurance fraud. Right. I feel like just getting a $100 COVID test.
I feel like it's insurance fraud when they charge me for going to my doctor.
True. You can call, you can text 414-799-1037. Lisa's in Racine. Lisa.
Hi.
Oh my God, you're so chipper. I love that.
Isn't she great?
She is great. Good morning. So Lisa, am I doing something wrong by doing this or should I just go?
Well, you know, you're talking to a fraud investigator right now for insurance fraud. Like me, that's my profession.
Never, you know what, Lisa, we got to go. Have a great day. I'm just kidding.
I'm frozen. I'm like, oh boy.
There's a lot worse insurance fraud going on out there than somebody trying to get a COVID test from something that's killing, all these people.
Thank you.
Really? Right. I mean, it's a safety thing, so...
Amen.
I see nothing wrong with it, honestly.
Because she openly said, she goes, now, if you just want to go visit your grandma and she wants a negative COVID test, and that's $100. And I was like, why would I just say I have symptoms and skip the $100? Why would you even... I felt like her saying that...
The funny thing is, it shouldn't even matter if you have symptoms because of
what we
just said about the fact that you can spread it without the symptoms. It shouldn't even matter. You know what I mean? Like, I got to have the symptoms to get the test.
So, Lisa, you're saying there's bigger fish to fry to some people.
Of course. I mean, there are people out there that are Karens that probably get, like, 100 tests because they're a scary Nelly of germs.
Right. You're getting tested on the daily.
Yeah, they go to every site possible. And, you know, COVID's in my house right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Some of my family members have it. And one was tested at Miller Park and one at a Summit. And I will tell you, the Summit one is so much nicer. And they really don't care if you say you have symptoms or not. They're still going to give you the test.
Yeah, they should just hand out the test, I feel like. This point, if we're trying to control it and we want to control
contain it, just
hand it out. Hand it out.
Well, that's the thing. It's an invisible virus. How the hell do you find it if you don't test people? You know what I mean?
You got to squint and look really hard to see COVID.
I had to get a rapid test just to prove I could still work because I was gone for five days and then I came home and then it was in my house.
That's what they're saying a lot of people have to do to travel later this year. If they want to travel and go to events like that, they'll have to prove either have the vaccine or prove with a negative COVID test.
Well, because
right away.
Are we going to go to the EDM festival and get rapid tests before we enter?
Hell yeah. Swab my snout.
The EDM festival's not coming back till it's contained. I don't know who needs to hear that. But
swab my nose. And now let's rage. Let's go.
Right? Thanks.
I miss concerts.
Lisa is a riot.
She
Listen
is.
To her.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.
I Riggs, just go get the damn test.
Okay, done.
So even though people are texting in, you really, Oh, I love this text. You really wouldn't be lying, Riggs, because every time you leave your house, you're potentially exposed.
Well, there we go.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at.
I may have been exposed then.
Well, honestly, I mean...
Fair enough.
You don't know who the hell has it anymore.
Fair enough. I'm going to go do that then.
And somebody else texted in, never pay for a test. Go to where they don't charge.
That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to go see my grandma. That's what I want to do. Now I want to go Google the lyrics to that song. You've intrigued me.
I was laughing at some of the lines. Hard. What was the lines I was laughing at?
I met a girl named Lynn.
We went to the Holiday Inn. I was laughing at old school rap lyrics. Like, I was really taking it in right there. I was like, this is funny.
It's Throwback Thursday, man.
I'm hard as a rock, not because I'm a sucker. I don't know if I've ever listened to the lyrics to Candyman that entirely.
Now you have.
Anyway,
you're welcome.
I love it.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Expecting probably rain, maybe snow moving in later today, happening
Shut
in the
up.
Afternoon. So I don't behave. Don't shoot the messenger, man. They say that for a reason. It's the weather.
Doesn't mean you have to listen to it.
Fair enough.
Damn it, Riggs. I didn't know it was going to snow.
You know what? You actually, the more I'm thinking about this, you may enjoy this gadget that they're dropping this year. It's It's kind of like a, you know, you have a virtual assistant on your phone, like Siri. Mm-hmm. You've got Alexa. Mm-hmm. Well, this is like a home personal assistant.
Okay.
So this is like a stand-up, legit robot that Samsung is dropping up. Yes. So what it looks like a Roomba. Have you seen a Roomba before?
Of course.
It looks like a Roomba with like a little, like an ironing board on top of it. So there's kind of a stand with a screen, and it just moves around your house. It has an arm on it. It can pick things up that are like left on the floor, put them away. It can load a dishwasher and unload a dishwasher. Uh-huh. It can open a bottle of wine and pour a glass of wine.
Who needs kids?
Well, you have the kids now. You have the extra time because it'll pick up everything your kids leave behind, which would be great.
God. No, they're going to pick that up.
Okay.
I'm not programming that guy to pick it up. Okay.
The Bot Handy will come out later this year. The only question I have is how much this thing's going to cost, because it can't be cheap.
How cool will it really be? And, you know,
will it really work? Like, is it going to drop glasses and make a mess in the house? Are you going to make a bigger mess than when I started, robot?
The robot makes more messes than if you didn't have the robot.
That's what I've always worried about with a robot. Are you going to make a bigger mess
how
than when we started?
How did you get to that place with a robot? You would.
Me?
You're going to mess up my house.
You're just going to mess up all the floors. You're going to mess up the furniture, robot. Stay off the hardwood floors. It's dropping later this year.
Well, that's cool.
Might be cool for you.
And later this year could be 12 months because it's January. Yeah.
I know. It's 2021. It feels like the future already, doesn't
maybe
it?
Maybe that'll be the big Christmas gift of 2021. The stand-up robot.
Yep. Go around your house. Pour me a bottle of
Name
wine, robot.
Cindy, and you talk dirty to her when your wife's not looking, don't you?
Shut up and make me a sandwich, robot.
Woman.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Pick someone, anyone, someone funny. Netflix landed on Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, he signed a deal with Netflix to do 4 exclusive movies.
Nice.
I think it's fascinating watching movie stars go from the big screen to the literal little screen and now do movies on Netflix, which gives it credibility even more than it already had. Gives movies on Netflix credibility. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But he signed a, what did I say, 8-figure deal?
It's like crazy.
Absurd. Yeah. To do 4 movies exclusively with Netflix, and he'll use his production company. So, hey, I mean,
Heartbeat Productions, that's his production company.
Yeah, they
he'll
said
use.
It's similar to Adam Sandler's deal that he had.
Oh, with Happy Madison?
Yeah, and it had been so popular, you know, that Netflix had renewed Adam Sandler twice.
Yeah.
So Kevin Hart could just do this for the rest of his life, probably, if he really wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Good.
So,
good for him.
Go.
He did his documentary on Netflix as well. So they
I haven't watched that. I was so mad at him when he cheated on his pregnant wife. I couldn't get past it. You know how it goes.
He's moved on. He's bettered himself.
Yeah.
He's appeared to have bettered himself.
That's good.
Yeah, very good.
That's
Kevin Hart.
That's what Tristan Thompson said.
I know, but I think he's garbage, though. I honestly like Kevin Hart.
You do. You felt like he was genuinely
I do feel
saying
like,
he learned his lesson?
I
okay.
do. I do. Because there was a whole touching moment with Kevin Hart and his dad, and I didn't realize their relationship and how much he takes care of his dad. I liked it. It was nice.
You know, how come nice. Other men that cheat can't have an aha eye-opening moment like that? Like, oh, this is why I'm the way I am. Kevin Hart actually had the resources and the mental health people to sit him down and go, let's talk about your issues.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. We all have
morning.
A first. And this is a good first that you want to remember, especially on Throwback Thursday.
Okay.
Because it's fitting for Kiss FM because obviously we play a lot of music.
Yep.
So I asked you earlier, Allie, what was the first piece of music that you bought? Was it a full album? Was it just a single? Was it a tape? Was it a CD?
Well, I don't want to date myself, so
I'll just say
it was an MP3. I'm lying. It was not an MP3.
But I'm saying that's what I want to do is kind of everybody's going to date
down.
Themselves
because
we may have some people listening that have never bought one, have always just streamed music.
Oh, there's so many people who have never actually bought music like in a store. That's right. Yeah,
there's some
tons
people,
of people have not.
Maybe some people have only downloaded on iTunes. Maybe somebody's been stealing music their whole life. I don't know.
I haven't bought an album in my hand.
Yeah.
15 years? I mean,
gotta
I can't
be.
Think of the last time I bought an album.
I think we're different because we're in radio. And
I buy
they
it
bring
on
us...
iTunes sometimes, but now I don't even have to because I have Apple Music or you can use Spotify. You don't even have to, you know?
So, like, we want to know at 414-799-1037, what was the first piece of music that you bought? Could have been a single or a full album, but we just want to know.
So what was yours? Because I know what mine is.
Mine was in 1995, Allie, and I bought a CD single. Remember, they used to have CD singles.
Sure do.
Because there was a song that I kept hearing on the radio that I couldn't get enough enough of. So I went to Walmart and I paid $3.99 for Coolio Somepin' New. In 1995. I remember it because it had the goofy, like, Coolio on the cover.
Yep.
And it was from, I just remember the music video. Remember music videos?
No, but yes, I do.
But I love this song so much, and I was like, down. I saw the CD single, and I bought it. This is the first CD single I ever bought.
Well,
I would then go on to buy other full albums and such, but this was the first CD that I bought, the first piece of music that I bought.
I mean, I'm only 3 days older than you, Riggs, but yeah. I bought a tape.
A tape? A cassette tape?
Even though we're the same age. A cassette tape. I'll never forget this. My parents must have bought me everything, but the one I remember walking into a store and buying.
Yes.
I still remember in my head, I was at the mall with my friend Dina. We were 14.
Yeah.
It was a brand new song out, and I was like, which single? And you went in and you picked one single, even though there were all these singles. Which one did I want? And I knew what I wanted, baby, and I bought that single and played the hell out of it. Tupac, baby, I Get Around.
Nice.
It was 1993. I bet you I don't have that cassette tape anymore. I wish I did.
You probably wore it out.
He was alive then, by the way.
Yeah.
Just for the record, all you babies out there, Tupac was alive when I bought this cassette.
This crappy thing about cassette tapes is sometimes they get stuck in the tape player. You'd have to get a pencil, a number two pencil, and try to wind the tape back in.
The worst.
There's your throwback for you.
So you bought. Song.
So yours was the single of Tupac, I Get Around.
Here comes. I Get Around.
Yeah.
Keep dancing. I got time to be on the radio.
Right? That's fine. So what was the first piece of music that you bought? 414-799-1037. What was it? We should play one of those two songs.
I'm not going to complain about either
one. I really want to.
I mean, you know I'll pick Tupac over Coolio, but you do you.
Fine.
You put in, you're mad because Coolio's your song. I'm mad because Tupac's my song.
Fine, we'll play your Tupac.
Throwback Thursday. Thanks, Riggs.
You're welcome. That's the first single that Allie ever bought.
I missed it.
Right?
My first cassette tape single. I was 14 at the mall.
Right?
And
Tupac.
It had a cardboard sleeve, and Tupac was alive, baby.
Yep.
Tupac. That's why us 90s
I get
kids
around.
Love the rap.
And then mine was Coolio 1234, which I'm going to play next, because if we're going to play yours, I'm going to play mine, damn it.
Fine, I'll allow it.
Play
even
it.
Though I have no power, I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Oh,
thank
man.
You. Thank you. So the question on the table, 414-799-1037. Mm-hmm. What was the first piece of music that you bought? Was it on a CD? Was it on a tape, like Allie said there?
Shut up. Stop saying that.
What?
Don't keep repeating that I bought a cassette tape. I said what?
I bought a CD. CD single, dude. People don't know what CDs are. They use them as coasters now. My car doesn't even have
Riggs,
a CD player.
My kids don't know what CDs are either because you know what they did with a bunch of them? They found like old ones. Hudson sets them all, like against each other, rubs them together. I go, stop it.
They're going to scratch them. They're going to skip.
He has no clue what it is. Yeah.
Damn it. Kids, man.
I know.
Let's go to Nikki first. Good morning, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Good morning. I'm about to make y'all both feel good.
Okay.
My first two were albums.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the new re-release classics. My sister and I had taken the bus. We lived in Racine, Wisconsin, and we took the bus downtown to, it was called It's a Beautiful Day.
Okay.
It was a record and head shop, which the pipes and that kind of thing.
Sure, but tobacco anyway. Accessories, right?
Yes.
Harmless tobacco.
Yes, wacky tobacky, I think.
In any event,
we bought our mother her first Christmas present from us, which is Janis Joplin Pearl.
On vinyl? Was it like an actual record?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Janis Joplin wasn't even alive when I was born.
Right?
I know. And we bought ourselves Jackson 5's ABC album.
Well, I know who the Jackson 5 are more than I know who Janis Joplin is, but of course, that's too funny.
But both on records, so you've bought actual physical records before.
Yeah, so y'all just over there talking about your CDs and kids don't know what those are. Okay, whatever.
Oh, now we sound like jerks.
Vinyl. Nikki, vinyl is making a comeback. Like, people are buying it now this year.
I wasn't referring to the new classic version.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about when
you bought
that's
them.
All there was.
Yep. There you go.
Girl, I know. I remember when I only had a Walkman.
That was where it was. Obviously.
With those foam headphones, those crappy foam headphones, the earpieces.
But that's why I think think in some way why I'm on the radio and I love music, because you know how like kids check out with the internet now? I checked out with music because that all was all we had. That was all we had.
Yeah.
I checked out with
poor and didn't have television, so that's all we had was music, and it was usually via the radio, but then eventually
it's still the radio. You be quiet now, girlfriend. It is still the radio.
And if it's not the radio, then it's the radio.com app. All right? That's what it is. One of the two.
My mom, somebody gave her a brand new record player that I'm pretty sure was lifted from Racine Unified District.
I'm sure somebody lifted it.
Somebody stole a record player.
I'm pretty positive it was.
It's expensive.
After that, then it was like a whole new world, because then we were running to buy, you know, singles and albums.
All right. We just need to know the first one you bought, but Nikki wants to get into Let's Reminisce.
We can have a whole talk show with Nikki one day. Thank you so much.
Because you know this is Nikki from Target.
I know.
So.
And you know I love Target. And can I just commend them really quick on the air, because I said it off the air. I should say it on the air. I love how well done your drive up pickup is done.
Oh,
that's
done
all.
Super well.
Have a great day. Oh, it is done so well. Every time I get it's ready quickly, and I pull up and they're standing there. I love it.
Nice, Riggs.
Thank you. Excuse me.
So I just wanted to say that I'm a fan of
that. We appreciate it. Thank you. Y'all
Nikki,
be safe. Be
y'all,
healthy.
Nikki, we
you
love
too.
You. Be safe. We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon. Natasha. Good morning, Natasha.
Hey, girl.
Good morning, guys. How
morning.
Are you?
We're good. If we were any better, we'd be you. What was the first piece of music that you bought, Natasha?
So just like Allie said, I'm sure my parents had bought me some tapes. I'm definitely old enough for that. But the first one I remember buying, actually walking into a store and buying, actually it's two and they're so random. First one was Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird album.
Nelly Furtado! I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away.
I don't know.
And I remember that song. We met her. I've met her at least once, but that was a long time ago. Yeah. She was hot for a minute, Nelly Furtado. I remember this song.
Came and went.
This song was so big when it came out.
There you go.
I also, at the same day, I bought Enrique Iglesias' Hero album.
Oh, are you serious? Let me be your hero.
He is such
a version as well, and then it came with like a Spanish lyric. So then I tried really hard to
learn it in Spanish. He's so hot.
Yeah, he is.
And he's tall.
Enough,
girl, he is like, you know, he's like 6'4". Okay, maybe not that tall. 6'2".
Remember when he got the mole removed?
He's taller than me. And because I'll never forget meeting him and looking up at his hot ass and going, you are so
He should have kept that mole, man. That was his thing.
I don't care. He's just hot.
Damn.
It was a trademark.
So Enrique Iglesias.
My last one was a vinyl. I bought my husband a Paul McCartney album, or vinyl, just recently. So.
I don't have any Paul McCartney.
I don't either. I got to admit it.
But I appreciate you saying that, though.
You are officially older than me if you have Paul McCartney, because I don't.
Were these on CD? These were on cassette tapes, right? All these that you bought?
No, these were CDs.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
Okay, all right.
So Nelly Furtado, Enrique Iglesias, and Paul McCartney. Thank you so much for calling, Natasha.
Have a good day.
You have a good one. And one more from Jim, our softball friend.
Our Mac Fund softball pitcher.
That's right.
Good morning, Riggs and Allie.
Hey,
how are you guys
Jim.
Doing today?
Jim,
we're good.
Good. You guys sound good as usual.
Thanks,
Jim.
Whoa, Allie. Why you got to go there, Allie?
Checks in the mail, Jim. The checks in the mail.
Yeah, what was the checks in the mail, Riggs. Yeah,
what was
$20, wink, wink.
What was the first piece of music that you bought, Jim?
Well, I'm really going to date myself.
Oh, boy.
I didn't really get into music till early 80s.
Okay.
And my favorite, because I used to go roller skating at WSU.
Jim, all went roller skating in the 80s, 90s, and maybe 2001. Yeah. Okay? We all did.
Well, one of my favorite musicians, Rick James, and the album was called Fired Up, and he had Super Freak.
Oh, my God. Rick James, Super Freak?
Yes, and Give It to Me, Baby. Fired Up was the name of the album.
That's awesome, man.
Those are the three songs.
Super freak.
I can totally get down
She's
with some Rick James.
Freaking.
And was it on vinyl? Was it cassette tape?
Freak.
It was. I liked it so much. I bought the album and then the cassette, both of them.
How come Super Freak could come out, but then WAP comes out, and all of a sudden can't be a freak?
Are you kidding?
I just want to know.
Are you kidding me? We have it in here.
She'd be freaky. She's freaky.
There you go.
But a woman spins it in. Oh, God.
Super freak. She's super
You know what?
Yeah, she said she can be super freaky.
I know.
Rick James said it was okay.
Just makes me mad. Dudes can rap about women's sexuality, but
women are doing it now. Settle down.
Oh, exactly.
Damn
tell,
it.
Tell her, Rick. And you know what?
We used to have a group complaining, though.
We used to have a group from Wisconsin State University that we hung out. You know, it was probably like 10 or 15 of us. We saw Rick James at the Milwaukee Arena like 3 times.
Oh, nice.
Unbelievable.
Well, Jim,
so much weed smoking. You didn't even need to smoke weed. Well, it felt like you were...
People were smoking pot at a Rick James concert? Get out. Yeah. What were you going to say, Alex?
There's still weed smoking at every concert. Listen.
Yeah.
No, you said you saw it at the Milwaukee Arena?
Yes, like 3 times. Yeah,
which was...
Skating groups.
Yeah. Jim, I have to know, was that... What was the Milwaukee Arena? I didn't live here.
Well, yeah, I didn't either.
Now it's called the UWM Panther Arena.
Oh, it was the Panther Arena. That was what I needed to know.
I'm sorry, you guys are a lot younger than me.
But I wanted to know.
We had to know.
It used to be called the Milwaukee Arena. Okay.
Some people might know what County Stadium is.
Yeah, of course.
Then they used to call it the Mecca Arena. That changed. But it used to be the Milwaukee Arena before the Mecca it was called.
Mecca Arena?
Hey. Hi. Jim, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
You have a good one.
All right, now I'm going to play the first CD song that I ever bought.
Oh, yeah. This is Riggs' first purchase.
1995.
Oh!
Coolio.
Oh.
The CD single, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Throwback Thursday, Woo! So you'll hear stuff like this all day long. 103.7, Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.